History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you for listening to this special presentation of Weird News from Odyssey's Something Offbeat. Trying to fit in a full 40 hours of work, hitting the gym, planning healthy meals, taking care of chores, and having a social life all in one week? It can be tough here in the U.S. and expensive, especially as we hit another season of high inflation. Results of a new study claim that cutting down on one of those things could promote health and possibly lower obesity rates. And it's probably not what you think. Here's the Dana and Parks show out of Odyssey Station KMBZ in Kansas City discussing it this week.
A story here from the UK Guardian. Those who work longer hours are more likely to be obese, and cutting how much time you spend working could help you keep the weight off, according to new research. International research presented at the European Congress on Obesity in Istanbul compared working patterns and obesity prevalence for 33 countries in Europe from 1990 to 2022. The study found that countries like the United States, Mexico, Colombia, which have longer annual working hours, also had higher obesity rates. Even though Northern European countries consume more energy and fat on average than those in Latin America, Sam, go ahead.
Why are you blaming the 8 hours that you're at work on your lack of activity and the 8 hours that you're not?
Well, but there are people, if you work, Sam, let me give you an example. If you work in a call center and you don't, you get like one 10-minute break to use the restroom and one, you know, 15-minute break for lunch. Right. There are places like that. And I, you know, my heart breaks for anyone who works in that environment, but it's not like you can just get up and move around.
But did you wake up and go straight to work?
Well, sometimes they do, yes.
And did you go right to bed when you got home?
No.
I know.
So what did you do for the 8 hours before you went to bed?
Yeah,
sit on your couch and watch TV eating junk food?
If you make it a priority, you can. But I think you're sounding very judgmental, Sam. I think you are very judgmental in this arena. And there are people who have situations that you would not wish on your worst enemy with respect to their work environment and, quite frankly, maybe their home environment as well. So I think you cannot paint with that broad of a brush.
So in light of this study, in the UK, there is now a call to go to a four-day work week.
I'm all over it.
I know you are.
I am for that! Most people do not need to work 40 hours to get their stuff done. We learned that during COVID.
But they're blaming the work week on obesity, which is the dumbest correlation I've ever heard.
It doesn't have to be a correlation. It could be causation.
That would make it even worse.
I know.
It's Sophia with an F, Franklin with the Y, and if you're looking for some bubblegum dum-dum podcast, then you are in the wrong place, baby. Whether I'm reminiscing on the trials and tribulations of working in the corporate world to recapping today's latest reality TV show, you're going to want to pull up a chair and stick around. It's a good time and always 100% unfiltered. Follow and listen to Sophia with an F wherever you get your podcasts.
You're saying it's a lack of discipline. That's what I'm hearing from you.
We as a society, and I am saying this, Dana, you can say that I sound judgmental, and I probably do. I am saying this as someone who lived this lifestyle for many years.
Yep.
It's what prompted the change. I used to get up at 11:30. I'd drag my butt into work. I'd go straight home, and I'd sit down and start drinking and eating junk food and playing video games every day of my life. And I couldn't figure out why I was gaining weight. I felt horrible all the time.
You were miserable.
I was absolutely miserable.
Mm-hmm.
I decided within myself that it was time for a change. And that change took years. I mean, years of me sitting in my truck in the gym parking lot crying, flipping a coin about whether or not I should go into the gym or go home. Years
it took. Is that true?
100%. I used to leave here every single day, drive to the gym, sit in my truck and cry, deciding whether or not I should go into the gym. Every day.
I just cried going to the gym.
I decided that I wanted what was better for me. I don't think I'm perfect. I don't think that I have the perfect script. But to say that we need a 4-day work week because we choose to go home and sit on our couch and eat junk food.
I think we need a 4-day work week because studies have shown again and again and again that we don't need 40 hours to get our stuff done. How many people do you guys know? And we're not going to name companies, genders, people we know, but in your mind, how many people do you know that when they went to hybrid had all of their work done by noon and the rest of the day to screw around or try to figure out how to make it look like they were working because their workload was done? Now, I'm not saying in every job, certainly not in healthcare, where, there's 27 patients to one nurse when there's supposed to be four.
Well, during COVID.
But there are a lot of people who work in business in the cubicle lifestyle who, I actually spoke to somebody who said by 11 a.m. they were done. I know somebody who, they were done at 11 a.m.
What is the number? Sam, maybe you can look this up if you don't mind. They've actually done research on how many hours in a 40-hour week. Let's say you work 9 to 5.
That we actually work.
Correct.
22.
Is that right?
And the rest of it, you're scrolling and you're talking at the water cooler and you're meetings that could be emails. My goodness. Meetings that should be emails.
I'm not opposed necessarily to a four-day work week.
While some people say that the answer to living a healthier life is cutting down the work week, others claim that people should be focused on changing their diets. For example, we've got Kayla Bundy. She's an influencer promoting something that she calls biblical eating. That's a diet inspired by the food in the Bible or food that would have been available to people who are in the Bible. Her approach to healthy eating was recently featured in the New York Times. Adam and Jordana, out of Odyssey Station WCCO News Talk in the Twin Cities, explored this new approach to an old way of eating this week.
Friends, we've been through it all. I mean, paleo, keto, Atkins, the seafood diet, you seafood, you eat it,
South Beach,
the grapefruit diet. I mean, we
guys, soup diet,
the egg diet. We've been through it all. The soup diet.
South Beach was big.
Yeah. There's been so many. And Atkins, that works.
Whole 30. I did the whole 30.
Did that work?
Yeah, absolutely. I lost 20 pounds in a month.
Okay. But could you keep that lifestyle up?
I was supposed to, but that's what it was. It wasn't Whole 30 opened my eyes. We're sidetracked here.
Yeah, that's okay.
It opened my eyes to the impact of sugar.
There is a 27-year-old, internet
influencer.
Influencer that has a diet inspired by the Bible that is now part of the MAHA movement, the Make America Healthy Again movement, extra food. So now this influencer says she is starting a biblical diet and is encouraging other people to do the biblical diet. It sounds awfully familiar to me. She buys raw milk. She snacks on sardines.
Loaves, fishes.
That's what I mean. Wine. It's authentic sourdough bread, locally sourced ingredients. And she says there are foods mentioned in the Bible that she is eating. Now, when you look at the Bible, I actually know about this. There are 7 species that are grown in the Holy Land, that are native to the Holy Land, that Mark makes his vodka out of this. Wheat, barley, olives, figs, dates, grapes, and pomegranates. Those are the 7 species in the Bible that are found in the Holy Land. Now, she is not alleging that you eat just those foods, but she is saying that you should eat things like non-processed sardines, fish, non-processed sourdough bread, raw milk, like they used to drink, I guess, from goats if they were drinking milk, in the Sinai Desert.
Mm-hmm.
This sounds an awful lot like the
Mediterranean diet, I think by and large, most food experts or nutritionists say is the healthiest diet you could eat.
Yes. Olives, figs, dates, grapes, pomegranates, wheat, barley. These are natural substances grown not only in the Middle East, but everywhere. Correct. We can get those. But yeah, if you look at that, this, friends, is just the latest marketing.
Correct.
Of another diet. Right. Yeah. So when I saw that, I mean, look, it got me sucked in. It's clickbait and I clicked. So
no, it sounds like a healthy diet. And you know what? If you want to say it's a religious thing for me, good on you.
That's right.
I think the more people that are healthy, the better.
That's right.
So use whatever motivation you want to use.
Thank you so much for listening to this Weird News Roundup presented by the Something Offbeat podcast. This episode was written and produced by me, Lauren Berry. Special thanks to the Mid-Morning Mic Check out of KRLD 1080 in Dallas, KYW News Radio in Philadelphia, WWJ News Radio in Detroit, the Dana and Parks Show out of KMBZ in Kansas City, and the Adam and Jordana Show out of WCCO News Talk in the Twin Cities. You can find these programs, including the Something Offbeat podcast, on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.